由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you've joined us one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够再次收听我们的《天路导向》这个节目。
I want to remind you, when I left you the last time, we were talking about how God works on many fronts.
你还记不记得啊？在上集节目结束的时候呢，我是提到神在很多方面呢是会同时做工的。
And we saw the first front.
我们已经是看了第一方面了。
And tonight I want to talk to you about the second front.
今天呢，我们就要来去看第二方面。
God was showing Elijah
神呢，是要以利亚去明白
that he loves Baal worshippers.
要他明白呢，就是神爱那些敬拜巴力的人。
Even though he detests Baal.
虽然呢，神是很恨恶巴力。
2 years after Elijah was dealing with a Baal worshipping woman,
以利亚呢是一定要先同一个敬拜巴力的妇人呢相处两年的时间。
Elijah was going to have the greatest showdown between himself and the prophets of Baal.
然之后呢，以利亚先至能够同巴力的先知呢是作出最伟大的抗争。
It is in 1 Kings 18:16.
这件事呢是记载在列王纪上的18:16的。
Elijah would exterminate nearly 1,000 priests of Baal.
以利亚他要去击败将近1,000个巴力的先知。
But here's what God was saying.
但是在这里神却是说，
Elijah,
以利亚，
I love these people.
他说我爱这些人。
That is why I want you to live for 2 years with one of their widows.
所以呢，我要你同佢哋当中嘅一位寡妇相处两年嘅时间。
When we obey God,
当我哋系信服神嘅时候，
God works on many levels that we cannot even imagine.
神就会喺好多方面呢去动工，系超出我哋嘅想象嘅。
And God knows that.
神系好了解我哋嘅。
And that is why God doesn't give us everything.
所以神呢，他没有将所有的东西都全部赐给我们。
And God was saying to Elijah at this point of his life that his purpose is beyond Israel.
在以利亚人生里面去到这个阶段，神跟以利亚说，神的计划是超越了以色列的范围的。
And his purpose is for the whole world.
他的计划是为全世界去预备的。
Remember this.
请你特别记住这一点。
With obedience, there is always a test.
信服里面呢是必须要有考验的。
And herein lay the test for Elijah.
而以利亚的试炼呢就在这里了。
When you are fully obeying the will of God in your life,
当你是全然信服神的旨意的时候，
One of the greatest temptations you have to fight is what I call the first impression blues.
你需要胜过的最大的试探呢，就是我称之为先入为主的试探。
We see the first impression blues here in verse 10.
我们呢可以看见呢，在第十节那里，以利亚所得到的第一个印象是怎样呢？
Elijah arrived in Zarephath.
以利亚他去到这个撒勒法的地方的时候呢，
After traveling 75 miles or so,
他已经是长途跋涉呢，是走了75里路了。
He was cotton mouthed with thirst.
他当时呢很口干很颈渴。
Starving to death.
也都是饿到要死啊。
And the first sign he would see, welcome to Zarephath.
他看见的第一个的当时当然没有路牌，但是可以想象他在那个情景里面就好像看见一个路牌写着说，欢迎光临撒勒法。
Population 2.
这里的人口呢只是只有两个人而已。
And because of the drought, they will die tomorrow.
因为旱灾呢，这两个人很可能呢，听日就要死的了。
I told you it sounded like God is playing a practical joke on Elijah.
我曾经讲过了，我说这里就好像神呢，是在跟以利亚开玩笑一样。
Elijah sees a woman collecting some sticks and he asked her for water and food.
以利亚呢，他就看见一个的妇人呢，在那里撿那些柴火，那就向他呢，要水和食物了。
She said, man, you don't understand.
那这个妇人就跟他说了，难道你还不知道吗？
My son and I have only little meal and little oil.
我的仔和我都只是剩下一把面和一些油而已。
I'm going to mix them together, make a fire with these sticks, cook this and eat it, and then both of us are going to die.
我现在就去执些柴，打算生个火，然后呢就拿些面和些油呢做些饼，吃完之后那就跟个仔一起死了。
As if Elijah says, no, woman, you don't understand.
那似乎呢以利亚是会讲话，阿妇人是你不明白至真啊。
You have been worshipping Baal for too long.
你敬拜巴力实在太耐了。
I want to tell you about Jehovah.
我要告诉你听关于耶和华的事。
What Elijah saw first was not necessary what he expected.
以利亚他最先遇到的呢并不是他所期盼的。
They did not have a big sign that says, Welcome, Elijah.
没人呢是举牌去欢迎以利亚的到来。
We are glad the Lord brought you here.
亦都咧，冇人咧系话我哋好高兴神将你咧带到嚟呢一度。
The Lord already told us that you are coming。
神已经话俾我哋听，你会嚟呢度噶啦。
There was no welcoming committee or a big party。
其实系冇任何嘅欢迎嘅队伍，亦都冇任何嘅迎新会嘅。
Elijah would really have felt good if this has been the case。
如果有嘅话，咁以利亚一定会好开心啦。
But instead, there was always the first impression blues when you obey God.
但是当你遵从神的命令的时候呢，一开始似乎呢总是令人觉得很泄气的。
Thank God, Elijah did not stay in that first impression blues.
感谢神，以利亚他并没有呢是被这一种的先入为主的印象呢是拖累了他。
He went beyond those first impression blues.
他跨越了这个消极的印象。
He went beyond that which was impossible.
他超越了看起来是不可能成功的事。
And he risked faith in God's word alone.
是单单去信靠神的话语的。
Please listen to me carefully. I want to tell you something important.
请仔细听我讲啊，我要话俾你听一啲好重要嘅事。
Until you are willing to risk everything in trusting God's provision,
只有咧系当你愿意不顾一切咁样去信靠神嘅供应嘅时候
，you have not learned to live by faith.
你先至知道咧乜嘢系叫做凭信心去生活。
If everything in your life is calculated and comfortable and safe,
如果你生命里边系一切都一帆风顺，系称心如意嘅话
，you have not learned what it is to live by faith.
你就唔知道乜嘢叫做信心嘅生活啦。
Listen to what Elijah told this Baal worshipping widow.
请听下以利亚系点样去回应呢一个敬拜巴力嘅寡妇嘅，佢话。
Before you bake that last cake for you and your son, bake one for me.
他说先为我做一个小的饼拿来给我，然后呢就为你和你的仔去做饼。
What was Elijah saying?
以利亚他究竟在说什么呢？
Was he being selfish?
他是不是太过自私呢？
Was he being self-centered?
他是不是太过自我中心呢？
No.
绝对不是的。
He was saying,
他所讲的其实是
Bake God the cake first.
先为神去做一个饼。
All for God of heaven first.
一切是先为天上的神而做。
Trust in my Jehovah God first.
先嚟信靠我嘅耶和华上帝。
My God delivers on his promises.
我嘅神呢，就会按佢嘅信实去供应我哋啦。
Probably this widow trusted Baal.
或者呢个嘅寡妇呢，佢系信靠过巴力。
She probably called upon Baal.
佢或者呢，已经系求告过呢个嘅巴力啦。
She probably sought Baal with all of her heart.
佢或者呢，系全心全意咁样去寻求过巴力。
But Baal failed her.
但系巴力冇让佢呢，系如愿以偿。
Baal let her down.
巴力呢，系令到佢彻底失望嘅。
And now she was ready to believe in the God of heaven and earth.
到咗呢个时候，佢已经准备好要相信天地嘅主宰啦。
Those who trust in the gods of mammon will be disappointed.
嗰啲信靠财神嘅人呢，最后系一定会失望嘅。
Those who trust in materialism will end up in misery.
嗰啲相信物质主义嘅人，最后呢，佢哋都系呢会陷入痛苦里边嘅。
Those who believe the lie that money and prestige and possessions will make them happy will find themselves in an emotional wreck.
嗰啲相信金钱系万能嘅人呢，最终啊都会咧系好伤心、好失意嘅。
Only when you trust in the one and only Savior Jesus Christ, He is the only one who can give you joy in your life.
只有系当你信靠嗰位唯一嘅救主耶稣基督嘅时候咧，你先至会系得到生命嘅喜乐。
He is the only one who can give you true joy in life.
佢系唯一嘅可以带俾你真正喜乐嘅嗰一位。
He is the only one who can bring you from death to life.
佢系唯一可以救你出死入生嘅嗰一位。
He is the only one who can make your life meaningful.
佢系唯一可以令你嘅生命有意义嘅嗰一位。
And he is inviting you today.
而佢今日咧就喺度呼唤你啦。
Let's look back at the woman.
让我哋嚟睇睇呢一位嘅妇人啦。
And see what she was experiencing.
睇下咧，佢究竟系遭遇咗啲乜嘢嘅事啊
？Elijah had already experienced God when he left Gilead.
以利亚离开基列嘅时候咧，佢已经系经历咗神嘅大能啦。
Elijah had already experienced God when he left Ahab's palace and went to the Kereth Brook.
以利亚佢离开亚哈。去到呢个基立溪嘅时候咧，已经咧系经历咗神嘅伟大啦。
Elijah had already experienced God when the ravens were bringing him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat at night。
当乌鸦每一朝每一晚都系帮以利亚咧系担啲饼担啲肉嚟嘅时候咧，以利亚已经系经历咗神嘅奇妙啦。
Now he's asking a woman whom he did not even know to experience God。
现在佢却系要求一个咧系唔相识嘅一个嘅妇人嚟去咧经历神。
And he's asking her to risk in faith by trusting in the true God.
仲要呢个妇人咧系去信靠呢一位嘅真神。
It is one thing for you to risk in faith.
自己不顾一切咁样去信靠神咧系一回事。
And it is another thing to challenge somebody else to do the same.
而要求另一个人亦都要咁样去信靠神咧，却系另一回事。
Do you know why Elijah was able to do that?
你知唔知道点解以利亚可以咁样做咧
？He had come to believe that God was able to work on both ends of the situation.
佢相信神能够双管齐下。
Did you hear what I just said?
你听唔听得明我头先讲嘅意思啊
？Let me repeat it.
让我再讲一次啊
！Elijah believed that God was already at work on both ends of the situation.
以利亚相信神能够双管齐下。
He believed that when God told him to leave Kereth and go to Zarephath,
他相信当神要他离开基立溪去到撒勒法的时候，
God has already begun to work in the heart of a widow in Zarephath.
神呢已经呢是开始在撒勒法这个寡妇的心里面呢是动工了。
When God told Jacob to send his family to Egypt,
当神要雅各的一家是去到埃及的时候，
It was because God had already been working with Joseph.
神就已经在约瑟的心里面动工了。
When God told the Ethiopian eunuch to turn to the book of Isaiah,
当神要这个埃提亚伯的太监是翻开这个的以赛亚书的时候呢，
It was because Philip the deacon was already prepared to go into the chariot and help him understand.
是因为呢腓利已经呢是预备好靠近那架的车去为他呢是去讲解那段他所读的经文了。
Read about it in Acts chapter 8.
你可以是读一读《使徒行传》的第八章去了解这个的详情。
When God told Cornelius that someone is coming,
当神是跟哥尼流去讲有人呢要来看他的时候，
It was because God had already told Peter to get on his way there.
这个呢是因为神已经是话了给彼得听，叫他呢是启程是去到哥尼流的屋企那里了。
Read about it in Acts chapter 10.
你可以呢是读一读《使徒行传》的第十章，《使徒行传》的第十章去了解呢这一件事的。
Listen very carefully, please.
请仔细的听我讲啊。
The way you risk in faith is to believe that God has already been working on the other end.
全然的信心呢就是意味着你相信神一早呢已经在这里动工了。
The Christian faith is not just give me, feed me, entertain me.
基督徒的信心不单单是在于向神去祈求，说求神呢去赐给我有福气，喂养我，去让我有娱乐。
God is gathering his sheep in these last days.
神呢是要在末世去招聚他自己的羊群。
And we need to go beyond shallowness and self-centeredness.
我们呢是一定要突破自己的肤浅，同埋呢突破自己的自我中心的。
I believe that the world wants to see God's people living with absolute faith in their living God.
我相信呢世界上的人都想要去看一看神的子民是怎样单纯地去信靠他们那位的永生神。
Let me ask you this.
让我呢问一问你以下的问题。
What things have you done that your neighbors did not do?
你有没有曾经去做过你的邻居没有做过的事呢？
What have you done for God?
你为了神做过什么事呢？
What have you done that the rest of the world is not doing?
你有没有曾经担负过这个世界上其他人没有担当的任务，而这些任务是什么任务呢？
Look at verse 15.
我们来看一看第十五节。
The widow went away and she too risked in faith by doing as Elijah had told her.
咁呢个嘅妇人听完以利亚同佢讲咧，佢就照住以利亚嘅说话去做，就做咗一个信心嘅冒险。
The result of her faith risk was that there was food every day。
而佢嘅信心嗰个嘅结果咧，就换嚟咗每一日嘅食物。
For Elijah，
唔单止咧系喂饱咗以利亚
，the woman
喂饱咗呢个嘅妇人。
And her son,
喂饱咗佢个仔
，and her whole family,
甚至咧系喂饱佢全家。
You notice that in the Bible?
你或者咧系注意到喺圣经里边咧
？You'll ask where all this her family came from.
原来咧喺圣经里边咧系并冇提到其他嘅屋企人究竟咧喺边度嚟嘅。
The only conclusion I can come to is this.
我只能够咧系得出咁样嘅一个结论。
When you are blessed of God,
当神是大大赐福给你的时候呢，
Everybody wants to be your cousin.
那每一个人呢都好想呢同你是有少少的亲属关系的。
How did God do it?
神是怎样去成就这件事的呢？
How did the flour continue to multiply and the oil continue to multiply?
那个妇人那一些的油一些的面是怎样能够不断地去增加的呢？
I don't know.
这一点呢我就不知道了。
The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经呢并没有讲给我们听究竟是怎样发生的。
But the God who said, let there be light, and there was light.
但是我们的神就是那位说有光就有光的神。
He can speak to the cruse of oil and say, let there be oil, and there was oil.
他同样都可以对着那个油罐讲话，要有油就会有油了。
Little plus God equals much.
人的有限再加上神的无限就是等于丰富了。
It's true there wasn't much variety of food.
虽然呢食物的种类不是很多。
Every day was biscuits with oil and oil with biscuits.
不是饼和油就是油和饼，每天都是这样。
God did not guarantee to give us everything we desire or want.
神呢并没有答应会去满足我们所有的欲望和要求。
But he did guarantee to give us everything we need.
但是他应许会赐给我们所需用的。
Paul did not say to the Philippians,
保罗并没有对腓立比人说，
My God will supply everything that you want.
我的神会供应你们一切所要的。
No.
他并没有这样说。
Paul said, My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
保罗说，我的神一定会照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里面使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Read about it in Philippians 4:19.
请你看看腓立比书4:19有关这方面的记载。
I want to bring this message to conclusion.
在总结今天所讲的呢，
I want to conclude with a story.
让我呢是讲一个故事去做结束啊。
I pray that God will imprint the message on your heart today.
我求神呢将今日嘅信息系深深咁样印喺你嘅心里边。
There was a little boy who was standing on the sidewalk in the middle of a block.
有一个细路仔企喺大街嘅旁边。
He was obviously waiting for something.
好明显佢喺度等紧一啲嘢。
An older man approached him and asked him, "What is he waiting for?"
咁有个成年人就经过问佢喺度等乜嘢咧
？The little boy confidently told the older man that he was waiting for the bus.
咁呢个细路仔咧就满怀自信咁样去回答，就话我喺度等紧公车啊。
The man laughed at the boy and said to him.
咁呢个成年人就笑住咁对佢讲啦。
The bus stop is in the next block.
公车站是在下个街口啊。
The boy acknowledged that fact, and then he insisted that the bus will stop right here.
个细路仔话佢知道，但系佢仍然坚持公车系会停喺佢面前嘅。
The older man became annoyed at what he thought was insolence.
咁呢个嘅成年人咧就好唔开心，好嬲，就认为呢个细路仔咧好无礼。
He raised his voice and told the boy.
他就提高他的嗓门呢，就对这个小孩子说了。
You had better start walking if you want to catch that bus.
你如果想去搭公车的话，现在就行好了。
But the boy turned down his suggestion and said that he would continue to wait where he was.
但是这个小孩子不听他的说话，仍然站在原地那里等。
And the man fumed at the boy and then he walked off.
那这个的成年人呢，就很不高兴，就行开了。
Before the man could get too far,
他行了没几远,
he heard the screeching of the brakes and behold, the bus stopped for the young boy.
就听见呢有刹车的声音，然后他望过去头先个方向，果然呢有一部的公车呢是停了在这个的小孩子面前。
The bus door opened and the youngster started to board the bus.
那这个公车的车门呢就打开了。这个小孩子呢是准备上车了。
Just before he did,
就在他上车之前
he turned toward the man down the street and yelled,
他就转头呢望向远处那个的成年人，就对他呢大声喊了。
Hey, mister,
他说先生啊
My dad is the bus driver.
我爸爸是公车司机来的。
Those who have risking faith are precisely those who know that their heavenly daddy comes for them in ways that seem to be impossible for the rest of the world.
凭信心去行事的人都是这样，就是知道我们天上的爸爸是一定会为他而来，纵使世界上其他人都认为是没可能。
Let me ask you this as I conclude.
让我在结束的时候问一问你。
Do you have a risking faith?
你敢不敢凭着信心去行事呢？
Or are you comfortable with your calculators and your logic?
定抑或你宁愿去相信你的计数机，相信你的逻辑思维呢？
Or are you living only in the realm of the possible?
又抑或呢，你只是愿意是生活在呢，大家都习以为常，人之常情的情况里面呢？
Has God been telling you to trust him fully, completely, and you are holding back?
是不是神要求你全然的信赖他，但是你却是有所保留呢？
Has God been asking you to walk in faith and you are digging in your heels?
是不是神要求你走信心的道路，但是你却是犹豫不决呢？
If God is calling you to take a risking faith, I urge you to respond to him.
如果神呼召你凭着信心去过你的生活，我鼓励你赶快去回应神。
This is the secret of blessing and the secret of power.
这个呢，正是蒙福得力的秘诀来的。
If you are a person who doesn't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
而如果你还未接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主，
Your risking faith is to come and to trust him with your life.
你信心的跨越呢，就是要来去接受他，并且以你的生命去信靠他。
Trust him that he is the savior of your life.
相信他就是你生命的救主。
There is no other way.
是没有其他的拯救的。
I am the way.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
The truth.
我就是真理。
And the life.
我就是生命。
I pray that you will make that decision today.
在这里我们祈求神，你今天就决志去接受他。
Until we meet again.I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次节目时间再见。